Dick Cheney, daughter's baby, look oddly similar. 25th of May, 2007. This is Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Washington, D.C. Today, Mary Cheney, daughter of Vice President Dick Cheney, gave birth to an 8-pound, 6-ounce baby boy whose strong resemblance to his grandfather is uncanny and unsettling. Samuel David Cheney was born at 9:46 p.m. Nurses described the boy as healthy, in good spirits, and with the cutest little sneer. Dick Cheney came to see the child a few hours later, along with shadowy genetics researcher Klaus Sierpinski, dressed in his trademark lab coat and dark goggles. This marks the first time that Dr. Sierpinski has been seen in public since his high-profile firing by the International Genetic Research Institute, which came about after his human research was found to have violated ethical guidelines and international law. Daughter Mary Cheney and her longtime female partner Heather Poe had initially expressed reservations about having a child. Mary said, quote, "We were initially not sure how we could possibly do it. After all, there's the question of how to go about becoming a mother when you're in a same-sex relationship. But Dad and Dr. Sierpinski were really supportive. They flew us out to Klaus's laboratory on Snake Skull Island, where they have this really high-tech equipment that Dr. Sierpinski said was just impossible to get or even use in the United States. Then they took some blood, did some tests, and the doctor said he had some suitable genetic material and it would be no problem. Next thing you know, I'm a mom. Plus, Klaus was very supportive of our desire for privacy. The whole time, he kept telling all his lab workers, speak nothing of what you see here. It's really nice to see that he appreciated our need to keep this low profile and out of the media." Unquote. Said Lynn Cheney, quote, "Oh, I'm so thrilled to be a grandmother, of course. I always wanted a grandson, and I never thought it was possible, but Dick is even more excited than I am." Unquote. When asked about becoming a grandfather, the vice president said, "Now I will live forever. Mwahahahaha." In the metaphorical sense that one lives on through one's descendants, of course. That's what I meant, yes. Unquote. Dr. Sierpinski also shared in the joy of the occasion. Said the doctor, shaking his fist furiously, "They laughed. They all laughed." Unquote. Referring to the joyous laughter that must have surrounded the blessed event. This has been Reverend Zimulator for UN News. Thank you for suffering.